Hi, Mark here. Welcome to the July 22nd, 2012 Armed American Radio broadcast. Last week, I offered you the free report, How to Get a Concealed Carry Permit in Your State, and I'm keeping it up for this week as well. However, I'm also adding one of our most popular reports, Six Simple Steps for Ultra Home Security. These are two of our most popular free reports. Look, these are crazy violent times we live in, and it's up to you to take responsibility for your own protection. To get your free reports, visit howtogetaconcealedcarrypermit.com and freehomedefense.com. This week's show was one of the best AAR broadcasts ever. Enjoy the program and your free reports, and I'll see you on the radio.
Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
There is evil in this world, ladies and gentlemen, pure and simple. Evil lurks among us, and there is nothing we can do about it. It is what it is. To those of you who default instantly to that knee-jerk reaction to more calls for gun control, you clearly suffer from denial. Evil is among us, pure evil, plain and simple. How much more proof do we need? Like you, I was horrified by the tragedy unfolding in Colorado, but sadly, not surprised that it had happened again. In fact, I'll tell you that it will happen again. Wishing it away and denying its existence, evil I'm speaking of, serves no one but the evil entity itself and puts us in danger from it, grave danger from it. Since our existence, as human beings, we've been on a somewhat eternal quest for answers, if you will. Answers to questions of our own existence, where we come from, where we're headed, how we got here, where we're going, what happens after death, and so on. I think you'll agree with me that science and faith collide in these attempts to explain the unexplainable. And as human beings, our thirst for answers is certainly unquenchable. As hard as we work and as much knowledge as we attain from one generation over the next, though, we have got to come to grips with the fact that we will never be able to explain the unexplainable, such as what happens after our own death, for example. Some things are as they are, and we will more than likely never, without some type of divine intervention anyway, ever know the answers, from the origins and meanings of Stonehenge to the makeup of the human brain. We will continue the search in hopes that we may someday be able to explain the currently unexplainable, but we must resign ourselves to the fact that some things will forever go unanswered. We simply don't understand what makes evil, nor do we understand what makes evil snap. And what this latest incident proves, again, is that in many cases we are powerless to spot it, let alone stop it, until it acts. It's there. It's amongst us. How many more of these events do we need to see before we come to grips with the facts? There are bad people among us who simply break. For reasons that we don't or never will understand, they simply shatter and they bring suffering and pain with them on an unimaginable scale as they themselves collapse. Almost as bad, there are those who within minutes of the acts of an evil monster begin playing the blame game, casting fault on objects rather than the evil itself. The bodies of the victims in Colorado lay motionless and lifeless on the floor of that theater, and Mayor Bloomberg, New York City Mayor Bloomberg, is politicizing unspeakable tragedy and blaming firearms. Without missing a beat, the Brady campaign is using the horrors of a madman to solicit new members, petition signatures, and you can rest assured, donations, literally feeding off of the acts of evil. You see, knee-jerk reactions from us feeble human beings in search of answers to unthinkable atrocity like this is normal. Feigning concern and politicizing that unthinkable atrocity by feeding off of the corpses of evil's victims for political pandering, personal attention, and organizational gain is equally as atrocious. We expect that from the likes of Bloomberg, and ABC News who would attempt to blame a political movement, the Tea Party in this case, that they disagree with for the acts of an evil madman. And I will only say to them at time like this that we're on to you, we understand your agenda, we reject you and your insidious tactics and shifting of blame to anything or anyone other than the evildoer himself. You've proven yourselves unworthy yet again of additional comments at this point, and you should be ashamed of yourselves. You see, we may be powerless to initially identify it or stop it before it unleashes its anger upon us, evil, that is, but by denying its very existence, we are in many ways culpable for enabling its growth and its ability to metastasize and further prey on us. By denying that evil can and will find us, not just the other guy, but by denying that, yes, it can happen here, and yes, it can happen to me, we are playing into its hands, and we are enabling the next unspeakable act. That denial was evident everywhere. You saw it. I know you did. Virtually every news report I watched on every network that morning, and I heard the same thing. I can't believe it happened here. Fox News morning anchor and reporter on the curvy couch couldn't believe it happened where he was from. This is a nice middle-class town. How could this happen here? No one I spoke to back home can believe this. You see, by denying it, we're failing to protect against it. To deny that evil happens and to further deny people the right to protect themselves from it is as evil as evil itself. And those who would do so while enjoying protection from evil is unconscionable. To hear President Obama remind us that his children also go to the movies in some sorry attempt to calm us and somehow try to allude to us that his kids are just as vulnerable as our own is disingenuous at best. You see, Mr. Obama failed to mention that his children enjoy bomb-sweeping advanced security details, sharpshooter protection, and a bevy of armed Secret Service protection surrounding them. Yet again, he tried to play our stupid fiddle, but he failed. Bloomberg, with his "I'm the mayor and you're not" armed security detail, while telling us guns are bad. Sodas are bad, as he MCs the stuffing of 62 hot dogs down your throat in less than 10 minutes. The hypocrisy is maddening. However, there's more at play here. Much more at play. Human beings have been designing incredibly effective methods to slaughter each other since the dawn of time. You know that. And for that matter, Americans have been the most well-armed populace on Earth for centuries. Yet these types of crimes are a fairly recent phenomenon. What happened in Aurora, as well as Columbine, Fort Hood, Virginia Tech, pick your others, is a direct result of a critical, acute breakdown in our modern society, period. Whatever it is we're doing simply ain't working. From the breakdown and acceptance of the breakdown of the family unit in this country, the acceptance that a single-parent household is as effective as a two-person household, to the gratuitous extreme violence, and it's extreme, shoved down our throats in movie theaters and video games, to the perversion of our television shows, our cultural mores are being obliterated in America. The incredible desensitization to violence by America's youth is palpable. The fact is that this scale of violence, and this is incredibly disturbing, is largely perpetrated by American youth. This never existed in this nation as many of us were growing up. The Brady campaign is damn well aware that we all had guns then, just as we do now, and never experienced this level of atrocity. One of my guests this evening will remind you of the days when you could buy a gun at your local hardware store or order one from the Sears catalog as a five-year-old. I remember those days. No. You see, this is much deeper. Our values as a culture here in America have been on the decline for years. You know it. Combined with the acceptance and desensitization of incredible violence in this society, and the results are inevitable. It's inevitable. This problem has nothing, and I repeat, nothing to do with gun control or concealed carry, for that matter. As I mentioned, Americans have been the most well-armed society on Earth for centuries. No. This problem runs much, much deeper and digs into our cultural roots And the connections are glaringly visible in high definition, to put it in modern perspective, to anyone who's willing to open their eyes, take off the political mask, and get real. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Tonight's show is going to be huge. The guest lineup is incredible. Dr. John Lott, Fox News contributor, New York Times bestselling author of More Guns, Less Crime, now in its third edition, will be here at the bottom of this hour. In the second hour, we will hear from America's most well-recognized expert, and I mean expert, in the field of mass shootings. Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman will be here. And I will tell you now that it is not for the faint of heart. His hour is hard-hitting, and he will tell you like it is. He will tell you and prove to you that denial kills. And he will explain to you, in the best ability that he can, how you as a human being can deal with this and what you can do to avoid it. It's reality. It's hard-hitting reality. Later in the show, Alan Corwin will be here, just short of his trip to CNN tomorrow to be interviewed by Christiane Amanpour. I promise you, this will be one dynamite broadcast. Don't miss it. More here on the Armed American Radio Network when we come back.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
Old Faithful holsters, designed to be as reliable as their Yellowstone National Park namesake. Made from the highest quality American leather and ultra-strong kydex, we use only the most durable materials available and put our 50-year warranty where our mouth is. Have a gun you'd love to carry but can't find a holster? Purchase one of our holster kits and build it yourself. To purchase a fully assembled holster for your carry gun or to build one yourself, visit oldfaithfulholsters.com now.
The new Tax Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tax Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tax Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The classic design of the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistol is back. Manufactured by IWI, Israel Weapons Industries, and designed to exacting Israeli military toughness and reliability specs, the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistols are in a class all their own. These world-famous semi-automatic pistols are available in .44 Magnum or .50 AE calibers. Magnum Research is a car arms company. To find a dealer near you, please visit Car Arms at car.com. That's K-A-H-R.com.
The Ruger American Rifle. An American legend is born. The Ruger American Rifle is a 100% American-made firearm that offers outstanding performance at a great price. It features power bedding integral bedding blocks for outstanding accuracy, a Ruger Marksman adjustable trigger for a crisp and user-adjustable 3- to 5-pound trigger pull, a flush-fit 4-round rotary magazine for smooth, reliable feeding, and a 3-lug bolt with 70-degree throw for ample scope clearance and fast follow-up shots. The Ruger American Rifle. Another American-made product from Ruger.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. Hard-hitting program today. Not for the faint of heart, because we're going to tell it like it is. We're going to give you things that the mainstream media wouldn't dare touch because they're chicken.
Yeah.
Sean,
yes.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Did you say yes?
Yes.
Is that what that was?
That was what that was.
You agree with me?
You know what? I don't think I could have said it any better myself. That was absolutely a brilliant opening.
Well, I appreciate
statement.
That. It was from the heart. You know, I've had conversations with Grossman before, Dave Grossman, Colonel Grossman.
Mm-hmm.
And he came to mind. Let me tell you exactly what happened. I was woken up by a phone call that morning. After about 4 hours of sleep, you know who you are. Stop waking me up in the morning.
I'm sorry, man.
And I immediately flipped on the tube when I picked up my phone and I saw breaking alert on my phone, 14 dead in Colorado theater shooting. I immediately flipped on the television. And the first thought that came to mind was, here we go again.
Yep.
Here we go again. I mentioned weeks ago on this program that this was going to happen again. We all know, and I can tell you now, any honest person is going to agree with me that it's going to happen again as well. This is a breakdown somewhere in our culture, in our society, and in our morals. This is not a gun control issue. The Democratic governor of Colorado, just today before I left to the studio, and you and I have been at this studio on this mic all day long. We'll discuss that later. We're taking a break to do the radio program, quite honestly. But the Democratic governor of Colorado said, this has nothing to do with guns, nothing. This individual was going to, he was hell-bent on causing mass destruction and mayhem. If it wasn't a gun, he would have blown something up. And, of course, he proved that at his residence. This transcends that. This is bigger than that. This is more than that. And we better start trying to figure it out. We better start trying to figure it out. But none of us do ourselves or society any favor by denying its existence. And I get back to flipping on the television, and what's the first thing? I had the story in less than 5 minutes, as you probably did too. Yet you sit glued and captivated, and you keep hearing the same garbage being repeated over and over and over again. And you listen, if you listen like I do, to the newscasters on whatever network you choose, literally making things up as they go, filling time. And you know that you're going to hear this for the next 36 straight hours. Fox News was the first one I flipped to, and I hear a tragedy that the city of Aurora could never have expected. Fox News's Kelly Burke, I believe his name is, was on from a phone call. And I quote, you know, a paraphrase here, this is a great middle-class city. It's a large middle-class city. Everyone is asking, how could this happen here? ABC News correspondent trying to link the shooter. I actually flipped over and saw Bob Ross, who is our bonehead of the week this week. Let's just get it out of the way now. Linking, and I won't name the shooter's name on this program ever. We will never give him his due.
Mm-hmm.
to the Tea Party. I was blown away. And of course, I flip over to NBC Today and I hear there's talk about him being a military background. He was wearing some type of military gear. The next thing you know, now all of a sudden he's in the military. He's got military background. You know, someone picked up the phone and called their mother in another city and said, are you watching this? This military guy went berserk.
Oh, yeah.
That's how this happens. This irresponsible reporting is insane, and it's everywhere. I heard about just the number was wrong, 14 dead. The 14 weren't dead. There were 12 dead, yet they're reporting this number. So I don't know, you know, if they're clamoring. I don't know. I don't know. It's just that you see it bothers me. It's one of my pet peeves. David Codrey is on the phone with us right now. The schedule is very fluid. I'm going to have to go to David right now. I'm only going to be able to give him about 5 minutes because we've got John Lott coming in. David, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Mark, you know that I never hesitate to disagree with you when we have a disagreement, right? And you know that I never, ever suck up to anyone. Do you admit that?
Absolutely, 100% on live radio.
Mark, my friend, that 15-minute monologue was about the finest radio I've ever heard.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay, and gee whiz, it was not only heartfelt, it was knowledgeable, it comes from experience, and hats off to you. I heard Sean, you know, compliment you as well on that, and I just wanted to amplify that. That was just, I was spellbound, so very good job.
I appreciate that, David, and you were scheduled to be on the program at 8:30, I should say in the next half hour. There are people listening to the program at various times across the country and days. In the next half hour. And we're going to have to move that. We're going to bring you into the roundtable. I hope you're okay with that. The
sure.
schedule
no,
is very fluid.
Yeah, no problem. I understand with everything happening. A lot has happened since we first, you know, discussed what time we were going to come on. And you're absolutely right. Brian Ross, I was able to find that there is actually a registered sex offender with that name.
Okay. So, you know, I'm glad I knew I could count on you to articulate
that. That to him, by the way.
I'm glad you articulated that the way you did and put that in perspective.
And in terms of affiliations, I found out that the shooter who shall be unnamed is a San Diego Chargers fan. So there you have it.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, David. It is almost. I mean, I sit there and I watch this stuff, and it angers me at my core. It just angers me at my core watching these seasoned reporters. And I don't care what network you go to. Here, George Stephanopoulos said, I actually happened to flip over to ABC right after I flipped to Fox to get all the network's perspective here and to see how they were reporting this. And, of course, you're hearing the same thing, and everybody's clamoring for the first bit of information they can get. And ABC says, we've got the shooter's name, and Bob Ross has done a quick background investigation. Bob, what have you found? And he says, well, I haven't found a whole lot yet, and we're still unable to confirm it's the same one. However, we did find a blank who has just recently joined the Tea Party in Aurora in this sinister, and I, you know, I could have thrown my television out into the creek.
Yeah, yeah.
The anger is palpable. It just
gets to you. What we're getting, and the one point I want to make, because the media is coming out of the woodwork, and you're right, all the gun grabbers are coming out of the woodwork. In a way, they're showing us some favors here.
Right.
Because they are showing us the end game. They're taking away the argument that those of you who call for a slippery slope are paranoids. Because the Methodist Church came out, not only do they want to ban so-called assault weapons, they want to ban handguns.
Wow.
Okay, so they are showing us the end game. This is the same media that is all hysterical that hasn't either said one word about Fast and Furious or they've used their position and their platform and their megaphone.
Right.
To be apologists for the administration, and with all that's going on right now, all the emotion, and I understand that people are very anxious to be able to fight back and defend ourselves, but for right now, as Brian Ross shows, as other media are showing when they're slipping up and making mistakes, let's not be the ones to make those mistakes. Let's be the one to treat this calmly. Let's be the one to have the rational arguments when those arguments need to be made, but let's let the other side be the ones who inject all the emotion and hyperbole into this, because that's when they make mistakes.
David, I have to cut you off on that one. You're right. We're getting ready to take a break. We'll see you in the roundtable where we'll pick up on that discussion with David Codrey, Dr. John Lott next after this.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
My dad's Mercedes E-Class has 26,000 miles on it, but I'm taking it to a billion zillion.
Of all the things you hand down to your children, very few will be of the quality of a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Because a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz is 100% through and through a Mercedes-Benz. And right now, during our certified pre-owned sales event, you can get exceptional 1.99% financing on select models. Every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high. Plus, a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio.
Thanks in advance, Dad.
Hurry into the Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through April 30th. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned.
See dealer or call 1-800-4-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned, limited warranty, and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations. Not all customers are qualified for advertised APR and are subject to prior credit approval.
As moms, we're all about keeping our families safe. Safe from scraped knees, bullies, and broken hearts. Safe from trashy TV shows and websites. And if they ever get sick, we want safe, dependable health care to help get them back on their feet. As a Christian mom, that's why I love MediShare. It's not insurance. It's a nationwide network of Christians who share each other's medical bills. We can choose our own doctors and pediatricians. But the best part is, MediShare members practice healthy, biblical lifestyles, which keeps costs down, way down. And for moms like me, that means real peace of mind.
To learn more, visit MediShare at medishare.org or call us at 1-855-PSALM-81 today. That's 1-855-PSALM-81. MediShare, affordable biblical health care, not available in Montana.
You know, weekdays and holidays are for catching up on sleep, right? Well, wrong. According to a nationwide sleep number survey, more than half of adult Americans do not get more sleep on the weekends. What you really need is a better night's sleep every night, like the deep restorative sleep you get on a Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number is 95 to 100. Mrs. Bennett's Sleep Number is, still confidential privileged information. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual-air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firmness. Each side is adjustable, making it the perfect bed for couples. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Queen mattresses start at just $699. Right now, you can enjoy the lowest prices of the season on the bed that can change your life and sleeping habits. Save an incredible $300 to $1,000 on selected bed sets. Hurry, the sale ends July 8th. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again, 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
This segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by ArmsList.com, the net's largest free gun classifieds. If you have a gun you'd like to buy or sell, visit ArmsList.com today. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. ArmsList.com, the net's largest free gun classifieds. Make sure you head over there. As I said in that reintro, if you have a gun that you want to buy, sell, or trade out, ArmsList.com is the place to do it. Sean, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here today.
Thank you.
I mentioned that you and I have been at the mic for a long time today, and we have for many hours today.
Yes, we have. We
Point out that we are in the process of recording or completing recording, if you will, of a best of Armed American Radio CD.
Yes, and I'm excited to do it and excited for people to hear it.
our next guest plays a major part on that CD. We could not have a Best of Armed American Radio CD without featuring Dr. John Lott. And we did three. In fact, I think some of his clips were the last that we did.
Yes.
Prior to going live. We had to interrupt our work to go live on the radio.
Yes.
And let's go to John Lott right now. Dr. Lott, welcome to Armed American Radio. A pleasure to have you here. I wish it were under the conversation were under better circumstances, but I am really looking forward to bringing your wisdom and insight to Armed American Radio listeners nationwide today. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
You're more than welcome, and I appreciate you taking the time to come on such short notice. Dr. Lott, can you give me a synopsis, if you will, of when you heard what happened in Colorado, what are some of the first things that went through your mind?
Well, I'm sure my initial thoughts were the same as everybody else about how horrible and tragic the situation was. I suppose my next thoughts, obviously, I was concerned about the number of people who were killed, and then finally getting around to what the circumstances were. And I suppose one question that immediately comes to my mind, though it's something that never gets discussed in the media, and that is whether or not this was a gun-free zone or not, whether potential victims had the chance to be able to go and defend themselves. And unfortunately, this case is like virtually all the others, and that is the movie theater, Cinemark movie theater where this horrible tragedy occurred was yet another example where law-abiding citizens who had concealed handgun permits were not allowed to take them. And the problem, of course, that creates is that the law-abiding citizens obey the signs that say that they're not allowed to carry their guns there. The criminals don't. And in fact, what concerns me the most is that rather than stopping these types of crimes, these types of gun-free zones actually serve as a magnet, actually make it more likely that these types of attacks would occur because they're relatively easier, relatively safer places for the attackers to go and accomplish the carnage and bloodshed that they want to accomplish.
Dr. Lott, you have to. I know you think like this. I know many others do as well. This was, from first reports that we're getting, was by all accounts a highly intelligent individual going after a very specialized degree. He was not a dummy by any stretch of the imagination, and one would have to think that he would have considered that during what we're now finding out is months and months of planning. Do you believe that somebody like this, with this level of intelligence, who perpetrated such a horrible crime and atrocity against his fellow citizens, would have ever done this if he knew that there were going to be other guns that could shoot back at him?
No, but I don't even think you need to be that smart. I mean, I think we see criminals react all the time to the fact that somebody may be able to defend themselves. Look at burglaries in the United States versus some other country, let's say the UK, for example. There's something called hot burglaries or residential robberies. These are burglaries that occur while the residents are in the dwelling. In the United States, the hot burglary rate's about 13%. In a country like Britain, it's about 59%. If you look at surveys of burglars, and these are not the brightest people in the galaxy, if you look at surveys of burglars in the United States, it turns out that they spend about twice as long casing a home as their British counterparts. And when asked why they spend so long casing a dwelling, it's because they're worried about getting shot. They don't have that concern in Britain. So they don't go and look around to try to make sure nobody's home. The reason why they look to make sure nobody's home in the United States is that if somebody's home, there's a reasonable chance that they'll own a gun. And if they're home, they'll shoot you. And so it's better just to break into the homes only when the residents aren't there.
It is common sense.
It's just common sense.
Absolutely.
Economists see this all the time. If you make something more costly, more difficult, people do less of it. If the price of apples go up, people buy fewer apples. It's just a basic point of human nature. And you can explain a lot of the world with that. So the fact that you make certain types of multiple victim public shootings riskier, more dangerous than others, they'll do less of it. But one thing you see, and I've looked at a lot of documents, a lot of diaries and other things that these types of killers have left before they go and commit these crimes, is that they view these crimes as a way of committing suicide. And but what they want to do in committing suicide this way, they want to kind of make a statement. They want people to know who they were, that they were here on the earth, I guess. And they realize also that if the more people they kill, the more media attention that they're going to get. And so, you know, it's very natural that, and I'll mention one other thing, and that is one of the things my research has shown is that the longer the amount of time between when the attack starts and when someone's able to arrive on the scene with the gun, the more carnage that you're going to have. And you put those things together, and basically it's not too surprising that people want to go and create as much harm, realize that they need the more time they have, the more they're going to be able to do. And so they'd like to be at a place where they don't have to worry about somebody coming to the rescue of other people.
Let me take you, John, if I could, let me take you to the media. You touched on the amount of media attention that these animals get. In this particular case, I'll refer to the Drudge Report, which was running a headline for the last, I guess, almost 24 hours, assigning him the moniker the Joker, okay, from the movie. So they've given him a name. Isn't that playing right smack into this animal's hands?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know whether it's better to call him by his real name or to call him by, you know, this nickname. I mean, I guess you'd have to go and talk to a psychologist about that. But, you know, just the attention in general, I'm sure that's what he craves in this. And, you know, it's not so much the effect that it has on this individual, but it's going to be the effect on other copycats that are going to be there who are going to see that, geez, he killed 12 people. And look at the amount of attention that he was able to get as a result of that. Well, maybe if I can kill 13 or 14, I'll be able to get even more. And that's the thing that concerns me. You know, it's very hard to go and stop these types of crimes. And this guy apparently was planning for at least 4 months in advance. And, you know, when you have somebody who's willing to plan that long in advance, whether you ban guns or have other types of restrictions, they'll often find some way around them. And, you know, the problem that we face here is that the other changes that I think, and I'm sure you do too, think need to be done in terms of getting rid of these gun-free zones, isn't something that's likely to happen too much in the near future. So to me, it's an astounding fact. If you look at the multiple victim public shootings in the United States, with one single exception, all the multiple victim public shootings involving more than 3 people being killed all took place in these gun-free zones.
John, I need you to hold that thought. We're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, I want to ask you a little bit more about that and what kind of steps we might be able to take to stop this in the future. We'll be right back on Armed American Radio. Hey, everybody, Mark here to tell you about 3 new DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. And get this is a major announcement. The Personal Defense Network is now making 3 essential full-length training DVDs available to the general public. You'll discover dozens of effective personal defense strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network's lineup of instructors. In these DVDs, get this, you'll discover techniques you'll need when confronted with extreme close-quarter shooting situations, including the engagement of multiple threats. You'll also see how to shoot from unorthodox positions, such as while seated or lying on the ground. The 3rd DVD in this package demonstrates skill development drills that you can take to your local range to help fine-tune your shooting and self-defense skills. To order this powerful 3 DVD set for 50% off the already low price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. Check it out now.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that, while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement, even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
The Ruger SR22 is the do-it-all 22 pistol for the shooter who appreciates style and demands reliability. Easy to field, strip, and reassemble, the Ruger SR22 shoots a broad variety of 22 LR ammunition. It features an ambidextrous manual thumb safety decocking lever and magazine release, two options for grip, and a fixed white dot front sight and adjustable rear sight with reversible blade. The Ruger SR22, another American-made product from Ruger.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget crossbreedholsters.com.
The Ruger 10/22 Takedown, a new take on the legendary Ruger 10/22. With all of the features and functionality of America's favorite rimfire rifle, the Ruger 10/22 Takedown easily separates for convenient storage and transportation. Reassembly is simple and returns the rifle to zero, ensuring precision shot after shot. Packed in a backpack-style bag included with the rifle, the Ruger 10/22 Takedown makes it easy to keep America's favorite rimfire by your side.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now. Handguns Magazine calls it Pocket Thunder. The new CM40 from Carr Arms packs the powerful 40 Smith & Wesson in a firearm measuring only 4 inches tall and with a 3.1-inch barrel length. It weighs in at only 15.8 ounces. With a retail price of $517, the new CM40 from Carr Arms is Pocket Thunder indeed. To purchase the Carr Arms CM40, visit your local dealer or visit CarArms@KAHR.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Dissy Gear, makers of outdoor packs, fine custom shotgun cases and accessories, and custom-made leather gun belts. Visit Dissy Gear at DISSEgear.com today. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. Remember this, I mentioned it last week on the show. In a world flipped upside down, in a world flipped upside down by liberal policies and political correctness, where all three branches of the federal government assert previously unknown levels of coercive power, Americans decide enough is enough and rise up to take back their country. That's from a description of the book By Force of Patriots by Cameron Reddy. I encourage you to read it. It's a good one. By Force of Patriots. It's available at whitefeatherpress.com or at amazon.com. Go out and get it. It's a great read. Welcome back to the show. Dr. John Lott, it's great to have you here. Question for you. You've mentioned it on this program before concerning this type of event in the United States versus overseas. The rarity of these events, they get incredible amounts of mass media coverage, but these are incredibly rare events per capita, are they not?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, you're talking about, you know, a tenth of a percent or so of murders in the United States involved these. Probably rare. Now, that said, as someone who's talked to a number of people who have been at these types of events, you know, I can understand the horror and the feeling of utter helplessness that people many times feel when they're not able to defend themselves. I mean, it's hard to think of a scarier type of situation where, you know, the best you can do in many of these cases is just pretend to be dead. But, you know, even that doesn't save you all the time. But, you know, so the horror there surely helps explain at least some of the extreme news coverage that's there. But, you know, I guess you mentioned across countries. One thing that I've done in my books and other places is to try to make comparisons to other countries. And you would think that the United States is the only country that has these multiple victim public shootings. But yet, if you look at Europe, the per capita rate of multiple victim public shootings in Europe from 2000 to 2010 was very similar to what it was in the United States. You know, we just don't hear very much about these things. I mean, most are going to ask somebody and say, okay, tell me what country in the world has had three of the five worst K through 12 public school shootings. My guess is they'd say the United States, but that's not right. The country that's had the three of the five worst is Germany. And in fact, over the last 11 years or so, or 10 years, they've had all three of those. So, you know, obviously, 2011, you had the Norway case where 69 people were shot. Over 100 people were wounded. Of course, you also had the bombing where another, nine people were killed, and then you had like 200 and some were wounded. But, just 2 years ago in England, you had a cab driver who shot and killed 12 people, wounded more than a dozen others. You go and you look at France. France has had a number of these multiple victim public shootings. In the last year and a half, you've had a couple big ones in Finland. There are 10 people killed at a mall and 10 people killed at a university. You go across Europe, and there's these multiple victim public shootings all over the place. But when Germany has one of the worst ones in terms of schools, they'll get coverage for a day or half a day, and then it disappears from the news. But when the United States has a multiple victim public shooting, not only is it covered for months in the United States, but it's covered for months in Europe. And even Europe, so things going on here. One is there are a lot of different countries in Europe, and people don't think of putting them all together. The populations in each one of those countries is much smaller than it is in the United States. And, it doesn't make any sense to compare the number in Finland with the number in the United States any more than it would make to compare the number in, let's say, Rhode Island or one other state that you'd like to pick with the number in all of Europe. You have to kind of put them on a comparable basis. And when you do that, you find, in fact, there really isn't a difference between those. And the important point here is that Germany and many of these other countries have very strict gun control laws, and yet you still see these types of attacks occur. And the one common feature, whether the attacks are occurring in Europe or whether the attacks are occurring in the United States, is that they're all occurring in gun-free zones, even in Switzerland. Switzerland has several big multiple-victim public shootings over the last decade, and Switzerland allows people to carry concealed handguns. About half the country has cantons that are kind of like Vermont or Alaska or Arizona type rules where you don't need a permit. And about half the cantons require some type of permit like we have in right to carry states. What you find is that the multiple victim public shootings that they have there in Switzerland are in the few places within the country where permanent concealed handguns are not allowed. So you'll see them in government buildings, or you'll see them in, there was one big one in which 14 people were killed in the parliamentary canton of Zug, parliamentary building in the canton of Zug. So, that's one common feature that you see for these attackers around the world, is that they want to do it where they don't have to worry about somebody being able to stop them.
And you mentioned in Europe, we'll go to Great Britain, for example, and in Germany, where gun control was tightened in those countries after several high-profile mass shootings, and crime is soaring in those countries right now. We're here in the United States, gun ownership is at an all-time historical high, and our crime rates and violent crime rates are plummeting in virtually every single category, John.
All right, well, I mean, there are lots of things that affect crime rates. You know, police are probably the single most important factor, I think. You got to try to account for those other things that are changing. But England has an overall violent crime rate that's about twice that in the United States. Their murders are lower than what we have here in the United States. But one thing that I think is important for people to compare, and that is how they've changed over time in Britain. And if you go back to 1900, they didn't have any gun control laws until 1920 in England. Gun ownership was very widespread, no regulations. And yet you look at a city of like London with many millions of people in it, 1900, had two gun murders, had five armed robberies with guns. I mean, it's almost mind-boggling, inconceivable that, you know, with millions of people, gun ownership incredibly widespread, that you'd only have two gun murders. So, you know, the important point here is that there are lots of things that differ across countries. But there's determined crime rates, there's, you know, differences in people's morals and what have you. But when you look at a particular country and see over time, England's murder rates have gone up.
John, I need you to... I want to apologize. I'm getting a low feed here, but we're almost ready to end this hour. I want to thank you very much. Dr. John Lott, More Guns, Less Crime, third edition, available now. Get the facts. More Guns, Less Crime, third edition from Dr. John Lott. And Debacle, written with Grover Norquist. Get the facts. Remember, carry on, carry often, and carry everywhere. I'm Mark Walters. Never leave your cave without your club. We'll be back after these messages. Thanks to Dr. John Lott.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dog in heat.
Jealous me by the clamor now, baby. Hi, this is Janet Mefford. More than 2 million people conduct spiritual searches online every single day. And through the Ministry of Global Media Outreach, they can find the good news of Jesus Christ. Global Media Outreach shares the gospel with hurting people from across the world online 24/7. But there are millions more to reach. Won't you help? With your gift of just $50, you'll help Global Media Outreach impact 500 people with the gospel online. So please call 877-578-2464. That's 877-578-2464. Please call now. Trinity.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now. Or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com.
Trinity.
1-800-936-5496.